With us we have Jane Booth, who retired after working at RX Radio at Red Cross for almost 40 years. Throughout this time, she has helped contribute to support systems between families and healthcare workers, as well as helping to change policy at the hospital for the better. On Friday, the 14th of June, Talita and I attended a farewell tea and captured some messages for her. Take a listen to this coverage before we interview Sister Booth.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.
We have Sister Booth now. As you know, it's a farewell, so me and Zara are going to interview her right now. Sister Booth, how has it been working at the Red Cross for so many years?
It's actually been fabulous, Talita, because as you know, since you were a very little girl, I've been looking after you, and I've had many, many patients who've been with me over the years, and we've walked a long road together with their families, and it's actually been a really fun and good time for me.
What has been your highlight working at Red Cross?
I think the biggest highlight for me is when a new patient is coming and I am able to get to know the family. Then we teach the family how to look after their child, and then the baby is able to go home. That's my biggest highlight.
What message would you give to those who will come after you?
My message to them would be, there's never nothing to do.
What have you learned from working with kids?
I've learned that I absolutely love children, and I chose to work with children in the first place. So I hope that after I've retired, I'll still have lots of children in my life, including my own grandchildren.
What will happen with Breathe Easy when you leave Red Cross?
So Breathe Easy is well established. And for the last 3 years, there's a sister, Primrose Shabangu, who's been working with me. And she's going to take over what I do. And then she's going to get somebody to come and help her to run the program when I leave.
Throughout your time at Red Cross, did you face any challenges and how did you overcome them?
I think the first challenge was that there was no home care program for children with tracheostomies, and they all lived in hospital. So it was starting up that enormous program. And then after that, about 7 years later, we had 4 children who were on ventilators and they were living in hospital. And they actually lived in hospital for 4 years before we were able to discharge them.
Sister Booth, is there anything else you'd like to say?
I'd just like to say thank you for having a celebration on my leaving, and thank all the children for coming today. That's really a huge, huge bonus for me.
Hi, we are at Sister Booth's farewell, and I have a few people that would like to wish Sister Booth well. So here we go. What would you like to say to Sister Booth?
I would like to say thank you. Thank you very much to Jane for everything that she has done for 5 years with my child. And for other tracky moms, she's been the best, nothing but the best, and more than a sister, but a parent, and loving and caring, that's all. Thank you.
What messages do you have for Sister Booth?
Well, I'm going to miss her very much, as much as everyone else.
Good morning, everybody. This is Miss Alice here. I just want to say, Sister Booth, well done. We are going to miss you. Maybe I can contact you whenever I need some advice. Thank you. Enjoy your retirement.
Thank you very much from Sister Booth. I've learned a lot from her. Like now for these past 2 weeks, I've been with her training me as I'm going to work with Sister Primrose.
I'm Margo Samuels, Operational Manager with E1. And I worked with Sister Booth. And I've also learned a lot from Sister Booth for everything that she's done for us. She's very dedicated and made a lot of sacrifices.
I work with Sister Booth for a long time, doing the trachea clinic. It was nice to work with her, and we're all going to miss her. And we wish her a nice retirement.
I just want to wish her well on her retirement, and that comes from the support service staff.
Sister Booth, you have been an inspiration to me and to the whole nursing profession.
Sister Booth, we will miss you. You're a legend. We'll keep up the legendary status. And we will for sure make our presence known socially.
My name is John Lawrenson, and I work as a cardiologist. About 15 years ago, we wound up sharing the same ward that Sister Booth has the trachea unit in. And people asked us whether that was a good combination. And I think we must have been first in the world to have a trachea unit on one side and a cardiology unit on the other side. I think it worked out really well. And this unique combination was made for really special care from all the nurses, because everybody knew how sick trachea patients could become and everybody knew how sick cardiology patients could become.
Well, me and Sister Boot, we work since my first year of nursing. In Ward E1, we work together.
So I've known Sister Booth for 8 years now. They breathe easy. So at SleepNet, we provide their medical equipment. And everything that we have learned, we've learned it from Sister Booth. She's a wonderful inspiration, a mentor, and a fantastic person. And I'm looking forward to the new chapter in her life.
Just what would you say to Sister Booth?
It's Aisley speaking. I just want to say, Sister Booth, we're going to miss you. Thank you so, so much for all the years of teaching and teaching. You never, ever stop. You make me a better person. Thank you for your caring. You show us what love is. For caring about mothers, patients, staff. You are really an inspiration to all of us. Love you so much. You must enjoy your retirement. We're surely gonna miss you. Love, Aisley.
Sister Booth, even though I never personally worked under you or for you, you were the neighbor next door who I was eyeing and looking up to for so many years. And I mean, of all that you have achieved with your large shoulders and being the beacon of light to so many families, I wish you a restful, peaceful retirement. And enjoy the time with your special family.
I've known her for the past 3 months since I arrived at Red Cross. She's an incredible person to work with. She's a great teacher and a great mentor.
Jane and I have known each other for many years. We met when I was 18 years old. We did our training together. We then came to Red Cross. And I worked in E1 before Jane did with the trackies.
Mr. Booth, I think you are the best example that I know of somebody, any health professional, who looks after children with long-term conditions.
Sister Booth, it's been only a pleasure to work with you for all these years. You've been nothing but a mentor and a mother to me as well at ENT. I will sorely miss you not being around and seeing that jovial smile every single day when you pop in.
I'm from Ethiopia, so I found Sister Booth. It's a very, very interesting lady. I know that she helped much for the kids who are fighting with their life.
I think Sister Booth was really one of the key role models in my professional life. When I started at Red Cross as a young professional nurse, I've worked with her when I was in the ICU, and I still work with her in the Child Nurse Practice Development Initiative. I just actually am so honored that I could have been part of her.
Sister Booth, you have been an inspiration to me and to the whole nursing profession.
I just want to wish her well on her retirement, and that comes from the support service staff.
I worked with Sister Booth for a long time doing the trachea clinic. It was nice to work with her, and we're all going to miss her. And we wish her a nice retirement.
Sister Booth, unfortunately, I didn't get the opportunity to work with her. But from what I heard and from what I observed, I was on the E1 ward during one of my clinicals. And then I was observing her from afar. And honestly, I was impressed about the way she was relating with the kids.
Sister Booth, I personally am going to miss you so much. I really hope you enjoy your retirement, and I hope you come around for tea.
I just want to say that working alongside you in the wards, I'm an aromatherapist, and she's has been so supportive of the aromatherapy program at the hospital. It's been wonderful. She's an incredible inspiration, and we wish her all the best in her retirement.
I'd just like to say thank you for having a celebration on my leaving, and thank all the children for coming today. That's really a huge, huge bonus for me.
You're listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.
From all these years of experience here at Red Cross, what have you learned?
Okay, I've learned such an enormous amount. I've learned about children, a lot of things about children. I've learned about families. I've learnt about lots and lots of medical conditions about children. I've learnt how to enjoy my job and have lots and lots of sort of interaction between lots and lots of people at the hospital. And I've never ever stopped learning for one second while I've been here.
When you grew up, was nursing always your dream?
No. Nursing was my parents' idea of a job for me.
Have you had any challenges? And if you had, how did you conquer them?
So my very first challenge, actually, was when I started as a very junior new nurse. I started my very first month was at Red Cross Children's Hospital. And then I moved on to Grootegeluk Hospital, where I nursed adults. And the biggest decision that I made in my life then was I knew I would never look after another adult. So as soon as I finished my training, I came across to Red Cross Children's Hospital and I studied pediatrics.
Are you going to come in and pop here at Red Cross once you're gone?
Of course I am. Red Cross is part of my life. Many of the people at Red Cross are part of my life. And I'll still be teaching here on the Child Nurse Practice Development Program, and I'll still be having involvement with the people on the Breathe Easy program.
What's going to happen to the Breathe Easy program?
So the Breathe Easy program over the last 3 years has been involved with training somebody up with succession planning for myself. So I'm not the only person on the Breathe Easy program. There's a team of people who look after the children. Doctors, nurses, physio, OT, speech, dietitians, social workers. And Primrose Shabangu is the person who's trained over 3 years to take my position. And then in her position will be a new sister whose name is Nolutandu Zibi. And then to support the two of us, we've always had staff nurse Alice, and she'll continue to be here to support everybody.
What are you going to do now that you have retired? I know you're going to play with your grandchild.
Yes, so I will be a granny, but my grandchild doesn't live in Cape Town, and I do. But I'll visit regularly, and hopefully he'll visit here regularly too. I'll still be teaching, and I'll deal with all of the private patients on the Breathe Easy program, and I will do whatever there is that needs to be done.
Do you have any words of encouragement for children that want to pursue nursing?
Well, nursing is one of the most rewarding professions that one can be in. And I'd like to say that if you do choose nursing as a profession, I think that as early as you can, you must choose which direction you want to take. If you want to be a teacher, if you want to be a clinical nurse, or if you want to be an administrator. And then, you know, follow your dream.
You're involved with the child abuse campaign. Please tell us more about that.
Well, I think one of the most horrifying things for all of us who've been involved with this campaign is the escalation of child abuse, especially in the Western Cape. But it is happening throughout the world. And now things are being opened up and people are being much more honest about talking about it in public. And so once one knows that something like this is happening, one can do something.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'd like to add that Zara is one of my very special patients, and that all of my patients will remain in my heart, but they will remain in contact with me, I hope, because we haven't just got a nurse-patient relationship, we've got a nurse-child and a nurse-family relationship too.